It's time to get nerdy, y'all.
A little bit of gaming history for you.
Something relevant in gaming and discuss our opinions on it.
Should we kick it out of here or should we kickstart it?
This is the part where you, the listeners, try to stump the hosts.
I'm not a lawyer. I just play one on a podcast. Ladies and gentlemen, lads and lasses of all ages, welcome to the show. A little bit different of a show tonight. We unfortunately could not get together for our usual recording on Monday, but I didn't want you to go without something for your podcast feed, so let's get into something. A little teaser, if you will, for next week's show. If you have been listening to this show for a bit, you probably know that the Stop Killing Games movement is a big topic of discussion here. In too many episodes to list, we have discussed the importance of video games to be playable. And I am insanely proud of the time that we had Ross Scott, the founder of Stop Killing Games Movement, as a guest on our show. But today, I want to step outside of my usual and say that I want to give some equal time to the opposition here. In contrast to the usual Mac, I, Devil's Advocate Mac, want to share, in its entirety, the ESA response to Assembly Bill 1921. Bit of background, the state of California has had some of their members take to heart the goals of Stop Killing Games, not to mention gamers kinda everywhere, and proposed a bill to strengthen consumer rights with respect to video games. As the largest economy in the US, and if it were its own separate thing, it would be the fourth largest economy in the world, when they pass laws in California, it often behooves the rest of the United States to follow along. For the last month or so, Assembly Bill 1921 has been waiting to be advanced out of committees, first the Judiciary Committee and then the Appropriations Committee, and is now up to be voted on by the full California Assembly, and then to be sent to the California Senate for passage, and then finally on to the California Governor to be signed into law there. Now, earlier this month, the Entertainment Software Association gave their opinion on this by sending all California politicians involved a statement on why they should not allow this to happen. So let's hear them out. Floor alert. AB 1921. Oppose. That's in all caps, by the way. The Entertainment Software Association, ESA, representing the leading publishers and developers of interactive entertainment in the United States, must respectfully oppose AB 1921 and respectfully ask for your no vote due to the significant legal and technical challenges this bill creates that will risk harming both consumers and the broader video game ecosystem. AB 1921 is fundamentally flawed. The bill is based on a false premise that consumers own digital games with permanent access. That is not how software works. Games are licensed, not sold as unrestricted property. California already recognized digital games as a license when they passed AB 2426, which ensures that consumers understand that they are acquiring licensed digital content. AB 1921 ignores how games actually work. Video games are dynamic software systems, not static products. Many games rely on online servers and authentication, security and anti-cheat tools, and ongoing updates and infrastructure. When services shut down, functionality can end. This is standard across modern software. No software product is required to remain available to consumers indefinitely. AB 1921 mandates impossible legal and technical obligations. Games include licensed content, music, athletes, brands, with fixed term rights, not perpetual rights. AB 1921 would force publishers to renegotiate for perpetual rights, often impossible, or alter and remove content in ways that break the game or violate contracts. It also requires fixes that are often not technically possible, such as offline versions of online-dependent games and continued support without necessary infrastructure. If the mandates in AB 1921 cannot be met, then it imposes full refunds regardless of time played or value received. AB 1921 is seeking to create a new consumer right to digital games by taking away rights from creators. The bill forces creators to design, reproduce, modify, or distribute their games on state-mandated terms rather than their own terms in violation of the Copyright Act. AB 1921 is not a consumer protection bill. It is an unworkable mandate with serious unintended consequences. It will limit how developers design modern interactive experiences and reduce access to online features that players expect. AB 1921 will result in fewer games, higher costs, and less innovation. For these reasons, the ESA must respectfully oppose AB 1921 and ask for your no vote. Vote no on AB 1921. And so there you have it. That is what the Entertainment Software Association thinks of Assembly Bill 1921. Now, in our next episode, during the legalese segment of the show, we fully intend, Nice Guy and I, to actually go through the text of Assembly Bill 1921 and see whether or not any of these claims seem to have any bearing on the actual law that's been proposed. Spoilers, you should be skeptical. Anyway, that is all the time that we have for today, but you will not want to miss next time. So until we see you then, remember to be excellent to each other and keep it nerdy. Bye!